Anthony's Windows and Gutters.
Hi, Anthony. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tina. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I was just following up to finish setting up the account for the roofing.
Yeah. So the only thing I was kind of hung up on right now is the whole address thing, because I talked to a guy that I'm doing some marketing and advertising and things for, and he said doing like the Suite B and having a duplicate address is not a good idea at all.
Okay.
So I'm trying to maybe figure out, like you were saying, maybe if I got a family member or something that'll allow me to do it or something like that. But I just don't feel like that the Suite B thing is going to be a good idea. Not to mention, I hate to say, with my existing business, I don't deal with all of that high of revenues and things like that. You know, I've never had to deal with any lawsuits, but with the roofing company, I hate to say that's a lot bigger money and people are assholes sometimes. So I don't know if I want to post my home address listed to that business as well. That was the other concern my wife might have had as well. So,
but don't you remember I was telling you yesterday, Google will hide the address for a home-based business. So it's going to just show as your business name, the city and state, and the actual street address will be blocked out.
Yeah, but then I need to have some type of a street address for, you know, customers to send checks to and things like that. You know, I can't just have no address for the business type of thing. That's what I'm saying. You know, I need to figure out which address I will use. I just don't want to use the house as my real address as that address. So.
Oh, got it. Well, what's showing on Google is going to be hidden regardless if it's an address that you use for checks or not. So if you have a client that needs to send you a check, you're going to have to manually give them an address. You know what I mean? And
that's
for
not
something
true. My existing business now has my home address listed on my Google listing. And that's how people get my if anybody needs to get my address, that's where they go. It's my Google listing and it has my address on there.
Let me check because I thought I looked at it yesterday and it was hidden, but let me look at it now.
No, I'm positive it is because that's the only way
I'm
able to get
my
address.
Oh, you're right. It has it public. That's interesting because usually
My existing business, it wasn't a big deal to me because I only deal with like, you know, a couple $100 here. I'm never in any legal disputes with anybody or things like that. Whereas the roofing company, unfortunately, that's a business that kind of is a heavily litigated business a lot of the time because people either don't want to pay their bills or, you know, whatever else may happen. So having my local actual home address where my family lives associated with that, I definitely don't want to do. So that's what I'm trying to say. But I can't just leave it, like you said, with no address at all because that also, A, looks kind of strange to be a legitimate business and not have an address. And B, you know, I just got to figure something else out. So.
Okay. Yeah. So you just need a little bit more time to find an address then it sounds
exactly,
like.
Exactly. And if I remember correctly, actually, I think you said that virtual addresses don't work or that Google won't recognize it, right? Is that what you said?
They'll reject a post office box or a mailbox, et cetera, or a UPS store, any of that, because they'll know by Google Maps that it's a UPS store or a mailbox,
that's
et cetera,
what it is.
Right?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
But you also said something like if there's an office building that has different suites, I could technically list something like that, right? So if I rented like a mailbox in an office building, that would work?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. I've had people do what's called a virtual address, which is a physical address in an office building. Like you say, it's just actually a box number. They don't really
have
to.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going
to
do. See, when I said virtual address, I think that's what I kind of meant. I didn't know you could actually have like a completely made up address. I thought it was just like where you would just kind of pick a random pseudo office that's really not really there inside an office building type of thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
okay. All right. Well, then, yeah, I just need a little bit of digging on that because I just got it. That's the last thing I'm really waiting on. I forgot all my insurance and everything else lined up, so this is really the last little hiccup. I got to get this started. So, believe me, it's at the top of my list. I just don't want to rush it and put my business at or my home address and do all that craziness on there, bro.
So, what's your time frame? You want me to follow up in like a week or so, or what are you thinking?
Yeah. A couple days, week or something. Hopefully, I can make some calls and try to figure out somewhere around here locally that I can do it. Because that's the other thing. I also want to do it somewhere right here locally, so that it does look like the business is from this exact area, type of thing. You know, so I'm gonna have to do a little calling around and stuff.
That
so
will
I'd
help
say
you.
A couple days or a week or something like that. You know, that's kind of like what I'm guessing.
Okay. Yeah, and it sounds like the whole hiccup for you is that you like having the address published like you do on your first profile. So you want to find, you don't want to necessarily.
Yeah, I just don't want to have my home address with this business.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Okay, I understand.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome.
Give me a call maybe a couple days or a week or so from now, Tina, and hopefully I'll have everything worked out by then.
Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you then and
all
have
right.
a great rest
talk
of your
you
day.
Then.
All right,
you
bye.
You too. Bye-bye.